Hey everybody, Stephen from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to do a bit of an update cast. We're going to talk about where is the podcast going. I have an idea for a bit of a change that I think is going to be pretty awesome. I'm going to tell you about a podcast guest I have coming up next week. And yeah, so let's just dive into this episode. Okay, so all of my amazing dyslexic, neurodiverse people that listen to this podcast, the partners, the friends, the bosses, the people who are actually interested in understanding how these minds work, you know, you're all awesome. And I want to thank all the people that keep coming out and saying how much this has been valuable to them. It gives me the energy to keep going, which is super, super important. Now, in this episode, I really want to talk about a little bit about dyslexia, a little bit about ADHD, but about a guest I've got coming up and how the podcast is going to work moving forward. So I've been doing this podcast now for 2.5 years, and I've been relatively consistent. Now, I do this podcast alone in the fact of I've got a mic, a computer, some software, and I do all the work on it myself. Which you probably tell, but I put the energy and the passion in to come up with interesting ways of teaching people lessons I've learned around dyslexia. And so going forward, I want to adjust that a bit and be able to give you guys a bit more when it comes to this type of thing. And what does that mean? So one, I'm really enjoying doing interviews. I've had a few in the last couple of months, and I'm wanting to try and beef that up to doing a couple a month, aiming to do about 2 different interviews, which are going to be a bit more bulky content. You know, an interview, how much I try and keep them short, they're 30 to 45 minutes. The great thing about them is you can, if you go for a walk, you can put them on for 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and it gives you a bit more content to listen to. A few people have come to me and said, hey, we want more content. So that's a way of us getting more bulk in content. But what I also want to do with the podcast is swap up when I'm doing it. So I've always aimed to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which in the grand scheme of things makes no sense because it's a real tight deadline. I do very much off the cuff. You know, I think of topics the week before, but then I talk about it off the cuff. And so what I want to do is give myself a bit more of a gap. So going forward, I'm going to be releasing twice a week on a Tuesday and a Thursday New Zealand time, which for a lot of the world is Monday and Wednesday. So it's going to give me a little bit of a gap to do a bit more editing, tidy it up just a little bit more. I'm not going to do too much, let's be honest. I don't have the mental capacity nor the interest. So that's going to be super important going forward. But what I want to do with the extra time, you know, beyond doing the interviews and similar things, is I want to actually come up with a second podcast. Now, why do I want to do that? What I get asked a lot or spoken to is I've got a bunch of you awesome people who listen on a regular basis. You pass the pod, you tell people, hey, you've got to get in here and listen. Now, one of the biggest challenges is not that people don't enjoy listening to my thoughts on dyslexia, listening through my stories and experiences, but for them to get involved and interested in this topic, they need to start at the beginning. And because I've grown in the last 2.5-3 years, I've built such a bulk of understanding and knowledge and experience and, you know, all this cool stuff. What I want to do is actually condense that into a 10 podcast series. And what I'm going to end up doing is putting it on a separate podcast. And at the end of every podcast, I'm just going to add a little outro or an intro as well, potentially a very short one that just tells people to listen to that first, mainly because it's going to touch on things like disorientation. It's going to touch on things like trigger words. It's going to touch on things like, stimulants and duality, neurodiversity connection, the mixture between dyslexia, ADHD, and the works. So that's a project I have that I want to complete this year, and I'll probably release it in pieces. Let's be honest, I'm not going to release it all in one go or I'll never get it done. You know, I know who I am as a human being. So that's really important. So that's going to be the schedule starting from next week. And I'm going to really put this project at the front of my mind. I'm really excited about it. I want to get something that's a separate podcast that you can pass on to someone and go, this is what you need to listen to. This is the starting point. If you don't listen to any of other Stephen's work, that's fine, doesn't matter. But these 10 episodes, 10 short episodes, are going to give you such a download of the challenges and some of the walls that we're going over. You know, that's so important. I'm also tempted, someone mentioned to me the other day that I should put a Kickstarter up for it and get someone to edit it, like, really professionally. I'm not sure if that's worthwhile. If I could somehow crowdfund a couple of $1,000, I could probably get it really well edited with music, the works, but I'm not overly worried about that. I'm happy to do it in a certain format. If you know anyone who wants to invest in it, you're welcome to reach out to me. Or you know someone who's an amazing audio editor who would like to donate some time. That's the biggest time-consuming challenge that I need an expert on. But apart from that, I will continue with it. And, you know, with everything in dyslexia, the most important thing is getting started and continually going until it's completed, which is always challenging. But I really have a passion around this, so I don't see it as a problem. The last thing I wanted to share today is I've also got a fantastic episode coming out next week with an expert on ADHD. And I'm really going to talk to him and get a clear understanding of his thoughts on ADHD and dyslexia and how neurodiversity connects. I've listened to his book, ADHD 2.0. If you want to know who it is, you're going to have to research that book and look at who the author is. Just absolutely awesome human being. So switched on. You know, he's an older guy, but he's got probably more TikTok followers than more people than I've ever seen. It's quite remarkable. Absolutely love what he's doing. So I'm going to be doing some more cool interviews. If there's anyone you know who I should interview, who you think would be a massive value to the podcast and I should talk to, remember to connect us. I'm always looking for people that will inspire, that will give a different perspective on ADHD and dyslexia especially. And yeah, that's what I wanted to share today, guys. So it's just a short podcast. I hope you're going super excellent. Thank you to the people who have reached out about coaching. I'm just putting that offer together today, and I will fire that out to you. I've only got a few spots because my time is super limited. I'm just so busy at work, right? You know, isn't that the way of our lives? You know, we have these big dreams of how we're going to help people, and then life just keeps getting in the way. But anyway, I'll come back to you guys next week. Have an epic rest of your day and keep smiling.